requested to send an email to info@ubctv.ca or to log on to ubctv.ca for more details.
I want to be on your TV so that you might notice me.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Hey Vancouver, it's 7:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Radio Free Gak starts now. We'll be right back. alluding to one of the lines from the neglected but sumptuous-looking Soviet-era documentary, I Am Cuba. That was April March with Sugar off her 1999 album, Chrominance Decoder. She was born Eleanor Blake, but April March grew up an avid Francophile in California, studied animation for a while, and joined a few bands, such as the Pussy Willows and the Shitbirds. After working on Pee-wee's Playhouse and I Am Weasel, you can actually hear her singing there in the theme song, she went solo, and last year she released the Magic Monsters album, along with the help of Steve Hanft. But we probably best know April March for her translation of the French song Laissez tomber les filles, known in English as Chick Habit, found on the soundtracks too. But I'm a cheerleader and death proof. Hey, the name of the show is Radio Free Gak, your pseudo-cinematic show on UBC's campus radio station CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You can find us online at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'm your designated voice of reason until 9 o'clock. Phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487, and you can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. Yesterday, which is Sunday, March 8th, that was International Women's Day, and there actually were a few celebrations here at Vancouver City Hall this afternoon. And in celebration, a good chunk of CITR's programming this week will be devoted to women, much like this week's RFG. Tonight's profile will be on the groundbreaking work of Delia Derbyshire for the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, and then we'll also listen to Wendy Carlos and her work on the Moog synthesizer. We'll start off tonight, though, with a Los Angeles band, the Oolahs, feature former Everclear drummer Greg Eklund, along with his brother Mark, and the punk styles of Olivia Stone. From their self-released EP Chinchilla, here are the Oolahs with Lemming's Anthem. Self-righteous. Metric with Help, I'm Alive. And that's from their forthcoming album, Fantasies, out next month through Toronto label Last Gang Records. Metric are spearheaded by Emily Haynes, who's made a few solo records along with the band The Soft Skeletons, to her name. Next up are Vivian Girls and their trio of a fantastic past couple of years going, starting off in New Jersey in 2007. They developed a fantastic live reputation. As I say fantastic twice, it's fantastic. They played several shows in New Jersey. They moved to Brooklyn and recorded their debut album, which sold out pretty much in 10 days in the first pressing it had. They just completed one European tour. They'll play South by Southwest in Coachella this year, and they'll play the Biltmore on April 29th before heading back to Europe. From their self-titled debut, here are the Vivian Girls with Tell the World on CITR Vancouver. There we had Empire. Empire, what? Emerald, Sapphire, and Gold, better known as ESG, and that song was Parking Lot Blues, originally found on the 1983 album Come Away with ESG, which we have in our wonderful library here. But most people found that on the 2000 Best Of compilation, A South Bronx Story. ESG were founded by three of the Scroggins sisters in Bronx and eventually expanded to include six of them over their stop and start life. The band reunited for a third time last September for a concert at the Santos Party House in New York. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. We'll start getting more electronic with our International Women's Day episode, segueing from ESG, who've been sampled heavily by hip-hop. And we'll go to another great production artist here. This is Ellen Fratz, better known as the alias Ellen Alien. And she's a Berlin producer who sort of came to light as sort of a way of unifying Berlin. At least that's her quote in her bio. In 2006, she was joined by Apparat on the album called Orchestra of Bubbles. And from that album, here is Ellen Alien with Do Not Break.
Ah! fucking lighters. Roots on fire, cold as ice, your one desire. Exotic piper, you gon' like them. He almost likes like empanadas. Spark your lighters, roots on fire, cold as ice, your one desire. Exotic piper, you gon' like them. He almost likes like empanadas. Say let's talk that dirty talk, dirty dance, dirty walk, dirty hands, dirty salt. Bend her over, dirty all. Let's talk that dirty talk, dirty dance, dirty walk, dirty hands, dirty salt. Bend her over, dirty all. Last 19, still barely legal. Got a little thing for the evil Knievel. No ID, still get in the club. No daddy, so she looking for love. She getting spicy, yeah, she's so nice. If you take her home, you gotta pay the price. But don't forget, yeah, she underage. You do it now, you don't catch a case. It's big boys, small boys, free drinks, heavy noise. Little girls in big girls' world. Get to the club, better watch yourself. Big boys, small boys, free drinks, heavy noise. Little girls in big girls' world. Get to the club, better watch yourself. 16 like a buddy dream. Zip tight, lick it up, get in. Drop to the floor, cause you like it raw. Say what you doing, put some ice in. Body burning up, cause hot like lightning. You can't, you can't.
There we had Lioness with Your In My Heart, as remixed by fellow Torontonians Centuries, and that Century spelt with a double C at the start and the double S at the end. And Lioness released their self-titled EP a few months ago after forming in the wake of the demise of the late, great, but brief life of Controller.Controller. And before the hour change there, we heard a little bit of Thunder Heist. That is Isis and Grahamzilla. They're in town at the end of February, and they're playing Japan right now before heading over to Austin for South by Southwest. And you can find that off their debut album, which will be released by Big Dada Records in the UK towards the end of March. And the song we heard was Sweet 16. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. Let's hop over to Sweden for this next song. AK Momo are the duo Anna Karin von Malmberg and Matthias Olsen, along with a couple synths, including the much maligned Optigan instrument, which basically, if you put sort of a blank record that kind of loops badly and play whooshing chords, that's an Optigan. From their 2003 album Return to New York, spelt N-Y, here is Women to Control. I'm fine, Gavin. How are you?
Good.
Any words of wisdom you have for the on-air listeners?
Words of wisdom?
Pearls of wisdom. Words of wisdom.
Pearls of wisdom? Listen.
Yes. That means, in his own way, just shut up. Yes. Just listen, everyone. Listen. Listen to CITR. Listen to our voices. Listen to the music we peddle, we play, we enjoy, we share with you. Anyways, what we just heard there from 1983, that was Mariah with Shinzo no Tobira, which in the bad Japanese translation book I found means brain heart door, which I think stands for something else. But anyways, Mariah were a band that released a handful of albums in the early 80s through Nippon Columbia, and Shinzo no Tobira can be found on Mariah's 1983 album, Utakata no Hibi.
AMS Speakeasy provides information, peer counseling, and crisis support to the UBC community. Speakeasy volunteers are carefully chosen and trained to assist students in dealing with a wide range of issues, including relationship breakups, substance abuse, sexuality, and exam stress. To access our service for information or counseling, drop in to visit our desk on the north side of the sub-concourse. All drop-ins and call-ins are strictly confidential. We also have an online email referral service. If we can't help you, we can refer you to someone who can.
You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. Duffy is yet another artist who had a banner year in 2008, born Amy Ann Duffy. She's a 24-year-old Welsh singer whose debut album, Rock Fairy, was the best-selling album in the UK last year. Mostly riding on the soul train after Amy Winehouse derailed, but it was also based on the strength of her sublime second single, Mercy. What we'll do is we'll listen to the first single, which is also the title track from Rock Fairy, named after the town in Wales from where her grandmother lives. I'm not that guy.
right now. Did someone make a fool of me? Before I could show 'em how it's done. Give up acting tough. It's all that I'm made of. Can't scrape together quite enough to ride the bus to the outskirts of the fact that I need love. There were times that I tried, one for every glass of water that I spilled. Next to the bed, retching pennies in a boiling well. In a dream that it once becomes a foundry of mute and heavy bells. They shake me deaf and dumb. Say someone made a fool. Before I could show 'em how it's done. It was so clear to me that it was almost invisible. I lie across the path waiting just for a chance to be a spider web trapped in your lashes. For that I would trade you my empire for ashes. But I choke it back how much I need love.
There we had Nico Case with the title track off her latest album, Middle Cyclone, that came out last week. Not much else needs to be said about our former Vancouverite, who's now leaving Tucson, Arizona for a farmhouse in Vermont, though she'll be playing an all-ages show at the Vogue Theater on June 3rd. June's a long ways away, but here's some other concerts for the month of March, and if there's enough time, a little bit in April. This Thursday, which is March 12th, we have Simeon Mobile Disco at the Commodore. That same night, we also have the all-purpose Voltage Heroes with War Baby and the 7-9s and 10s at Honey. On Friday, the 13th, Shipyards at Air Castle, Stamina Mantis, and the Nihilist Party at the Loop Mountain Studios. And the Noahs of the Trail of Dead will be at Richards on Richards. The Sadies play two nights at the Biltmore. They start on Friday, and they play with Julie Duvaral. And then on the 14th, which is a Saturday, they play with Rich Hope. On Sunday, March 15th, at Shine, we got the 12s. On March 18th, I think this show is sold out, but at the Biltmore, that's Plants and Animals. And at Modern, on the 19th, we have Stereo Heroes. And if you can't make it to there, then why don't you head over to Caprice and see a DJ set by Fisher Spooner. On March 20th, we have Calvin Harris and Expendable Youth at Celebrities. On March 21st, which is, I guess, the vernal equinox, at Lugs on Main Street, there's Canaries with Boogie Monster and Guests. And then at the Media Club, we have Ariel Pink. On March 24th, we have Jizz at the Commodore. Bonnie Prince Billy plays an all-ages show at the Vogue on the 25th of March, and that same night, as part of Night Shift at the Biltmore, we have the Defectors and Channels 3x4. On Richards on Richards on March 26th, the return of Art Bergman, and then on the 27th of March, we have Bob Wiseman, along with the Collapsing Opposites, and they'll be playing at the Western Front.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, some weird and way out sounds this week. And right now, we're featuring the progressive groups which are spearheading this revolution in pop.
There is the real danger that more and more young people may follow the call to turn on, tune in, drop out.
A revelation of the ultimate reality of things, of their infinite textures.
They depend on hallucination for their philosophy. This is not a new idea, and it has never worked.
God damn your dumbass!
Revisit the days when the colors were turned to 11 on Stereoscopic Readout. Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30 p.m. You'll hear the best in psychedelic music, garage rock, freak beat, acid funk, and other musically and socially relevant artifacts from 1965 to today. Here on 101.9 FM CITR.
This is my happening and it freaks me out.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
End theme to Doctor Who, the original recording from the 60s that astounded the composer Grainer to the point he asked if he actually wrote that song. Then he requested co-composition credit from Ms. Derbyshire, but that was turned down by BBC bureaucracy. And as you can hear here, here's a little bit of Delia's theme, which appeared on David Platt's Standard Music Library, and she recorded under the alias of Lee Delarousse and appeared in the 1968 film Work is a Four-Letter Word. Derbyshire mixed for the first part of this week's soundtrack profile for the 2009 International Women's Day edition of Radio Free GAC here on CITR Vancouver. She was one of Britain's preeminent electronic composers, though she had been told earlier by Decca Records in the 50s that women would never be hired in the recording studio. And even though she was hired by BBC Workshop, she was considered a temporary attachment for many a year. She wound up effectively running the organization for over a decade as a team of sonic scientists called to create soundscapes to which a regular orchestra or band would be inappropriate. Aside from Doctor Who, I'll just turn this up a little bit, the other best-known example of the radiophonic workshop skills can be heard on the original radio series of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, as they provided all the wonderful effects. What we'll do right now is cue up some narration done in accompaniment with Barry Bermange for what was then called the third program on BBC. So this is called Dreams.
Drown again, and I would surface again, come up again. Then I would go down into the water and I had this sensation that I was going to drown. And it was frightening and suffocating.
My clothes were dragging me back.
It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it.
And I began to feel very frightened. It seemed to go down and down and down.
My clothes were dragging me back.
It was very dark and very deep.
The sea is very deep.
I seem to be drowning. I am going to drown. And I thought, well, it's no use trying to think I'm not going to drown. I am going to drown. And it was frightening and suffocating.
No reflection in the water.
I was in the water. And it was a feeling as though the water was coming towards me.
And I began to feel very frightened.
And being that I can't swim and afraid of water, it seemed a greater fear.
And then I would go down into the water and the sea seemed vast and there weren't many waves. It wasn't a stormy sea, but it was a frightening sea. And they were sort of bluey colours, bluey-greeny colours.
And it was all colours like the rainbow, as if there was a light shining behind it.
And then I would shout and say, I won't do it, I won't do it. And I would surface again.
I saw a cloud of spray rising high up into the air. And it was all colours like the rainbow, as if there was a light shining behind it. I saw a cloud of spray.
And I had this sensation that I was going to drown. And I would surface again. And I would start to drown again. And I would surface again. Come up again. Then I would go down into the water. And I had this sensation that I was going to drown. And it was frightening and suffocating.
It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it.
And I began to feel very frightened.
I must tell my mother.
All I can remember is falling into the water. It was very dark and falling down, down, down. It was very dark and very deep. I seemed to be drowning.
I must tell my mother.
My clothes were dragging me back.
The sea is very deep. I go into the sea and then I go right down to the bottom and there's some land there. The land at the bottom of the sea.
It's very still, it's flat.
Lovely clear water. The water looked to be rather sort of bluey.
I didn't like it. And suddenly all this water became full of other people and other things all falling. Full of other people and other things all falling. All going downwards the same as I was. And chairs and tables and things like this. And all these people were all floating downwards through this water. Chairs and tables and things like this. And I put my arms up and tried to catch hold of them.
And I began to feel very frightened.
I was in the water. And it was a feeling as though the water was coming towards me. And being that I can't swim and afraid of water, it seemed a greater fear. And as I sort of pushed back, and I felt I was pushing back the water, so I felt the mud in my hands. And then I seemed to be clear of the mud, which was really saturated with water. And as I pushed and pushed, so I came across something, and I was still pushing, and I knew it was somebody. And I felt them. I could feel the shoulders, then the face, and then I could feel this tin hat. And as I pushed the hat one side, the helmet one side, so I could see my youngest brother's face. And then I felt him, knowing a little about first aid and that, I felt him and felt down the body. And as I got to the hip, he more or less shuddered. And I could see by his face that he was in pain, even though he had the mud and stuff on it. I pushed the hat back and I thought to myself, I knew he's safe, he's alive. I must tell my mother.
He just wasn't, because he was dead. He looked like him, but he just wasn't, because he was dead. I just walked towards him. I just picked him up. And he wasn't anymore. And I couldn't think he was my baby. He looked like him, but he just wasn't, because he was dead.
I go into the sea, and then I go right down to the bottom, and there's some land there. I always die on the land. The land at the bottom of the sea.
Derbyshire, with narration by Barry Burmage, with Edit B of Dreams, which was aired on what was then called the Third Program, now BBC Radio 3, back in 1964. Derbyshire stuck around with the Radiophonic Workshop until the mid-70s before leaving, upset with the direction that electronic music was taking at the time. It wasn't until the mid-90s when her sensibilities returned to vogue, as many a Warp Records artist cited her style and exploratory nature as key in their musical development. She managed a minor return to music, and she did have a few compilations of works released before and after her death in 2006. Another fantastic female composer with the synthesizer is Wendy Carlos, who helped popularize the Moog synthesizer with the recordings of classical music in the late 60s, with albums such as Switched on Bach and the Well-Tempered Synthesizer. She sent in a few samples of her music to Stanley Kubrick, as they were both inspired by Anthony Burgess's then-new novel, A Clockwork Orange, and she eventually provided the bulk of the score to the 1971 film. We'll start off with the title music to A Clockwork Orange, which itself is an electronic version of Henry Purcell's 1695 piece, Music for the Funeral of Queen Mary.
Thank you.
Background here, we hear Wendy Carlos with Time Steps. This is actually the excerpt found on the original pressing of Clockwork Orange, and we started off with the title music and then the theme, otherwise known as Beethoviana. At the time, Wendy Carlos was known as Walter Carlos, as sexual reassignment surgery was underway. So the original soundtrack is cited to Walter, but the re-release, which includes complete cues and something I need to pick up because there's a complete version of Time Steps on that, that's credited to Wendy Carlos. Before Wendy moved over to the digital synthesizer, she stayed with the warm analog sounds of the Moog and other similar instruments throughout the 70s and into the 80s, but there's a little bit of overlap, and she combined orchestral sounds along with the old sounds of the vintage analog to the newer digital ones, and they came together for the soundtrack to the awesome film. I will say it's awesome to the very end, from 1982, Tron. Let's listen to a few pieces from that soundtrack, and we'll start off with the anthem from Tron.
Thank you.
In the background here, we have the end titles to the original film Tron. We started off with Wendy Carlos's version of the Tron anthem, and then in between we heard The Light Sailor. Word on the street is that the Tron sequel remake is being targeted for, I think, a year or two from now. It's going to be filmed here in Vancouver, and none other than Daft Punk have been asked to score. And that's it for Radio Free Geek this week. Next week, Daft Punk will be sort of profiled, though most of the emphasis will be on the soundtrack to another controversial film, Irreversible, done by one of the punks themselves, Thomas Bangalter. We'll also include some other sort of French disco. Man, the Bloghouse thing's sort of still kicking around, but still some good barn burners there. And then we'll have some other little fun little house numbers, too. Coming up at 9 p.m. is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. After some of the usual overnight programming here, CITR Vancouver's renowned for, 6 a.m. we'll bring you Pacific Picking with Arthur and Andrea. And they'll wake you up with some fine bluegrass, country western roots, and other things with a bit of twang. If you missed any of this week's Radio Free Geek, you can always download the MP3 as a podcast. You can go through iTunes, you can just browse through CITR. A great deal, many of the shows here have their own little iTunes information there with my bad photo there too. But as well, in case you don't have iTunes, you can always go to CITR's website, which is www.citr.ca, or you can go to mine, which is www.gak.ca. Again, if you have any questions or concerns, comments, well wishes, or if you have your own little songs to share as well, so you do write me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. I do have a link to my email address on that site, amongst links to all the artists profiled here. We'll wind down with the wonderful Nina Simone, and this comes off of a 1994 compilation, The Essential Nina Simone. I think it was Volume 2. I did want to play Lilac Wine, but I did find this song, which is appropriate for International Women's Day / International Women's Week, which I'm sure, if you keep listening until Sunday, a great many of 101.9 FM Vancouver CITR radio will be featuring something in tribute to the women in our lives, the women in song, and women in verse. So what we'll do is we'll listen to Angel of the Morning. So enjoy our unpredictable springtime / winter weather. Hopefully I had no problems waking up this morning with the time change, because everyone else I ran into did. And we'll see you next week.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. There's no need to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me angel of the morning. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me angel of the morning. Slowly, slowly turn away from me. Well, maybe the sun's light will be dim, but it don't matter anyhow. If morning echo says we've sinned, then it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I promise you I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me angel. Touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me angel of the morning, morning. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me angel of the morning, baby. Touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me angel of the morning. Slowly, slowly turn away from me.
Country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw!
You are listening to, of course, CITR. 101.9, or on the web, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.